Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. If you've spent any time online recently, you'll have noticed that social media has fragmented quite a bit, with people scattering across platforms like Mastodon and Blue Sky. This change has created an obvious challenge. How can we actually communicate easily when our friends and communities live on different networks? That's where the idea of interoperability comes in, allowing us to bridge these divides so we're not juggling a dozen logins and disconnected conversations. Today, I want to talk about how you can link accounts across federated platforms to really streamline your digital presence and reduce friction in staying connected. The concept is simple. By integrating your Mastodon, Blue Sky, or other federated accounts using third-party bridge tools, you allow your posts and updates to reach audiences on multiple services with a single action. Instead of maintaining separate profiles and cross-posting manually, bridge technology takes care of pushing your words out widely and efficiently. This strategy follows the post-owned site syndicate elsewhere or posse model, which is all about creating content on your own terms and distributing it wherever your followers might be. Practically, this gives you more control, more visibility, and a far more cohesive online identity, even as decentralized platforms multiply. The first thing to decide is which bridge service is right for you. And that depends on the platforms you're using and your goals for connectivity. If you're wanting to connect your Mastodon account to Blue Sky, for example, there are now established tools that let you do exactly that, using what's called a Proakai, Bridgy, or Bridge account. This process helps ensure your posts appear on different platforms and keeps your followers in the loop, regardless of where they prefer to socialize. Some services even support integration across threads or additional federated platforms, so you can keep branching out as your community does. Getting started isn't difficult, but you should always check what each service offers and where there might be feature gaps between platforms. For example, a tool might let you send posts from Mastodon to Blue Sky, but certain unique features like rich media or polls may not be bridged perfectly. Still, the main advantage is that you're significantly reducing the labor of keeping up with communities split over several networks, all while shaping a more unified digital presence. It means followers who move between federated platforms aren't lost, and your engagement doesn't depend on social network silos. Setting up a bridge usually involves connecting your accounts using an API, authorizing permissions, and deciding exactly which types of content to share. Many services provide helpful guides, and some communities are developing open source solutions where privacy and security are priorities so you can avoid commercial lock-in. The importance of privacy and security can't be understated, especially as more personal information circulates across linked services. That's why it's crucial to choose bridge tools that are open about what data is shared and have transparent privacy policies. Not all bridges are created equal, and some operators closed platforms that may track extra metadata or restrict export of your own posts. When evaluating bridge solutions, prioritize open standards and support for community-driven projects wherever possible. The federated web works best when users retain control of their own information and can move freely between platforms. Beyond the technical side, it's worth recognizing why a more interconnected digital community is so powerful right now. In the past, our online conversations were dictated by the needs of a handful of big tech platforms. But now, distributed social networks give us more autonomy and creative freedom. By supporting interoperability, we amplify our individual voices and encourage richer dialogue that crosses the boundaries imposed by proprietary platforms or algorithmic feeds. This is about not just being heard, but building a digital commons where perspectives from many corners of the world can circulate freely and fairly. The bridges we build today are laying the groundwork for healthier, more pluralistic online spaces in the future. Another dynamic issue in the world of open information concerns how privacy, transparency, and surveillance play out in practice, especially regarding government technology. Automatic license plate recognition, or ALPR, technology is a perfect example, widely used, yet controversial. These systems capture vast quantities of data about drivers' locations and dates, often without any suspicion of wrongdoing, raising significant privacy questions. The tension comes when public records requests target ALPR databases, and governments have to decide what, if anything, to release. Recent developments show that public records laws are slowly but surely accommodating these complexities. Increasingly, authorities recognize that while the public has a right to know how surveillance tech is used, there's an equally fundamental need to safeguard sensitive personal information. This has led to new approaches for balancing transparency and privacy, for example by releasing non-private, aggregated ALPR data while redacting personal identifiers. In practice, This could mean an individual may access ALPR data associated with their own vehicle, but can't get comprehensive logs about random drivers or widespread surveillance operations. This balancing act is at the center of evolving state policies, with some legislatures pushing for exemptions or caveats that affect what the public can learn about law enforcement systems. There's constant debate over where these lines should be drawn, with various bills and regulations under consideration that could meaningfully impact oversight and accountability. It's critical, then, for advocates and everyday citizens to stay engaged, pushing for public records regimes that are robust yet respectful of privacy concerns. Ideally, legislation would permit access to essential statistical data that reveals overall trends in law enforcement use of ALPR, while blocking disclosure of information that could endanger individuals or breach privacy. This kind of measured approach helps ensure accountability while respecting rights, which is especially crucial as technology permeates policing and civic life. Strong public records laws ultimately support not only transparency, but also well-informed public debate and trust in democratic institutions. Of course, none of these issues exist in a vacuum, and keeping conversations balanced relies heavily on independent journalism and open-source reporting. Journalists in the open-source world have been at the forefront, documenting how data is collected, analyzed, and shared. Without independent voices, many abuses or oversights in the application of surveillance tech and public record policy would never come to light. That's why it's so important to support newsrooms and open-source initiatives that broaden access to vital information and foster open debate. As listeners, readers, and digital citizens, our support ensures that there's a diversity of narratives and consistent scrutiny over developments that shape our online and offline worlds. Your engagement and contributions have a direct impact on the quality and integrity of public dialogue, especially around topics as multifaceted as federated social media and data privacy. Looking forward, the pace of change in social media and surveillance technologies is only going to accelerate. Bridging tools, privacy laws, and journalistic accountability remain more crucial than ever if we want to adapt thoughtfully to these trends. For anyone managing multiple accounts or caring about protecting their privacy, keeping up to date with progress in these areas is key to staying empowered and informed. Whether you're a tech enthusiast, journalist, or simply a thoughtful user, I encourage you to explore how bridges can streamline your digital life. At the same time, pay attention to ongoing legislative debates and support the journalists and developers providing truly independent coverage of these issues. We're committed to keeping you informed about the latest advancements in social technology, privacy, and public records, and to championing a future where those tools serve everyone. If you want to get even more involved, look for open source communities or advocacy groups focused on federated social media, data governance, or freedom of information. Chances are, you'll find like-minded people eager to help you navigate setup, learn about relevant policies, or contribute to projects improving open digital infrastructure. Summing up, integrating your social accounts using bridge tools is no longer just a convenience. It's a cornerstone of accessibility and autonomy within today's online world. As we continue advocating for policies that balance transparency and privacy, our individual actions make a collective difference. We'll keep monitoring these fast-moving developments and promise to provide updates in our next episode, coming out on May 2nd at midnight Eastern Time. Until then, thanks for listening.